The word anatomy comes from the Greek words ana, meaning up, and tome, meaning a cutting. Studies of anatomy have traditionally depended on cutting up or dissection of the cadaver. But now, with imaging technology, it is increasingly possible to see how a body is made up without dissection. The digital technology is wonderful. There are two ways of looking at anatomy: gross or macroscopic anatomy, and microscopic anatomy or histology. Other things which are also taught along with anatomy are embryology, genetics, radiological anatomy. Today I'll be sharing with you some of the most common problems faced by the students. My experiences of dealing with the students' problems in studying and remembering anatomy. The most commonly encountered problem is the vernacular medium of the school and the junior college studies prior to entering the medical field. This is the main reason behind the most of the common problems encountered. The language barrier. The student understands everything, but they are not able to present it in the written form or in viva. They can't memorize it. They can't remember. Other common problems which are also faced by the medical students: they can't understand terminologies. They can't pronounce the terminologies. They cannot memorize the topics. They don't know how to write in exams. They don't know how to answer in vivas. They may question themselves, how useful is anatomy in practice? Is dissection necessary part of anatomy? All these questions. I will share with you the solutions to all these questions in the next episode. The best way I know how to learn all this is to teach it. So, guys, pretend you are a university professor and you need to teach the subject to a bunch of freshmen who have no idea what they are doing yet. It sounds absolutely silly, but it is very effective. Then, practice with friends. As the freshman, or practice teaching to your pet poodle. It doesn't matter. The idea is that if you can teach it, then you know it. This is Dr. Rajeshwari Rapata signing off until we meet again in the next episode. Stay tuned for the solutions to all these questions.